Colin Wiggins, National Gallery's Head of Education.
This tight little gathering of people crowded around a table is a very dramatic moment. If you look at those little girls in the middle of the group, you can see that they're quite distressed. There's an older man pointing to something above their heads that they don't want to look at. Now, what that is a glass vessel, and inside that glass vessel is a cockatoo. Now, the man with the white hair is a travelling showman, and what he's doing is demonstrating new scientific discoveries. And the experiment he's conducting is to demonstrate the existence of a vacuum with an air pump to show you what happens to living creatures if you suck all of the air out of the vessel in which they are trapped. And you can see that bird is beginning to run out of puff. Don't worry, no animals were hurt in the making of this picture, because the man in the foreground is just about to say, now, you can see he's holding a stopwatch. He will let the scientists know it's time to let the air back in. Now, with the gap in the middle of the picture, that's our place. It's as if we are present. We can pass our own judgment on treating this animal like this. And I think the artist is actually passing his own judgment, because he's painted the scientist as a man with long white hair, and to me he looks very much as if he's a godlike figure. I think this might be one of the first instances of this idea of a scientist playing God. And that, of course, is an issue that is alive and kicking in the 21st century. Should scientists play God?